Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Up next, we talk with Mary Anderson, Executive Director for Able Incorporated, and Monty Bessler with Fracinator Consulting.
I am Mary Anderson with Able Incorporated. I'm the Executive Director.
My name is Monty Bessler, and I'm with Fracinator Consulting. I work in the oil field, and I have a son who is a client there at Able.
I came across your organization, and I thought this would be a fantastic story for our radio program, and possibly even, you know, the print side of things, if we incorporate the energy industry like this. So why don't we just start off by maybe, Mary, go ahead and talk about what your organization does and some of the services you're providing out there in Western North Dakota.
Oh, sure. Thank you, Jason. We are an organization that supports about 100 people with intellectual disabilities. We're located in the heart of the Bakken. We are in Bowman, Hettinger, Dickinson, but we really serve all of Southwest North Dakota. So we impact New England, Richardson Beach, Belfield, Telhart, Brassy Butte, Kildare. I don't know if I missed anybody, but we are, again, a group that supports lots of people in those locations. We provide residential supports. We provide employment supports. And really just try to get people out and network with the entire community.
And how about you, Monty? If you want to go ahead and just kind of talk about the services that you're receiving. I think you mentioned your son is receiving the services. So, you know, speaking on his behalf, what are you experiencing with Able?
Well, with Able, he's been there for, since the late 90s. And I don't know how to describe how pleased I am with the service he gets. He's been a resident there. He's the new buildings that Mary has built are fantastic. And, they've got special security on the buildings to protect not only the individuals that are there, like my son Sterling, but also to give them privacy. Security for their own personal items. They have a very well set up bathing facilities for the handicapped, large rooms with they can get around well if they're especially if they're wheelchair bound. They have a fantastic rec area in there where families can come and participate in things with the clients.
Are they living alone? Is this like an apartment, or is there multiple people living there?
Well, Jason, we actually have the opportunity to support people in many different ways. So I'm always very proud to announce that North Dakota has some of the best services, really, in the world. We've been told that by many professionals, consultants who are coming into North Dakota and seeing the services. So North Dakota really has the opportunity to support people with disabilities that are living in their own apartments and receiving very little support. And we have people who are living in apartments where the supports are more intense, right on site. We have the group homes that Monty's talking about. So we have various levels. I'll take you to Bowman, North Dakota. We have just recently, and this has been great, Jason, with the North Dakota Housing Incentive Fund. So a beautiful program was set up in North Dakota when oil became very extreme and people were moving into our communities and there was no housing. Able went down to Bowman, to the community of Bowman, and talked about housing there because that was their number one need. And we collaborated with the community. We collaborated with Lutheran Social Services, and we were able to get a 26-unit apartment complex set up in that community. And thanks to so many people who contributed to the North Dakota Housing Incentive Funds with tax credits, that was a beautiful program and really benefited people. So the people there moved from a very small, compressed group home of 8 people, and they were able to get into their own apartment. So that is just such a testimony of what we were able to do in oil impact. We also then did that same thing in Dickinson where people were in roommate situations. They just were not happy because they had to be in roommate with roommates. And we worked with Sullivan Construction, who constructed apartments on our behalf, and people were able to move out of really tense and traumatic roommates to places of their own. So the menu is just great. Monty's talking about the four group homes, so that has been our last endeavor, is to replace the homes that we leased, because the landlords really had made the statement that those homes were depreciated out, and it was time for us to move on. So we've been actually working on the homes that Monty's described for the last 8 years, trying to put those four homes together. And we'll love to tell you more about that, but I'll let you get in here for a moment if you've got any questions.
Without trying to come across as insensitive, I guess, what type of disabilities are you guys taking care of and helping and assisting out there?
Well, it's people with intellectual disabilities, and the people may have very few and not very recognizable disabilities, and then we have some people who are very dependent on wheelchair supports and supports of multiple staff. So we've got a variety, but the criteria is that they have an intellectual disability.
And Monty, without getting too much into your situation, you work in oil and gas, and that is a industry that you really have to go by their timeline. You can't really make your own timeline. And I know that raising a child with a disability is a daunting task. That's a full-time job. And so you essentially, if you're working and raising a child with a disability, you've got 2, 3, 4 full-time jobs going on there. The narrative across the state of North Dakota, at least that I've heard, is that most of these social services are on the eastern side of the state, and there's not much out there on the western side of the state. Talk to me a little bit about how this program has helped you balance your life and then also the services out there that you're receiving.
Oh, definitely. What you talk about there is something that's always been in the forefront of my mind. Over the last few years with the boom that's gone in the oil field, we saw a lot of talk about the housing crisis for workers, for just generally the whole population because of the influx of people. But this is another segment of that problem that Mary and her organization there at ABLE have addressed. And and certainly there needs to be more done. How many people that come into the oil field are in my position and have a person of special needs that has to make a decision, do I want to move from where I'm at to North Dakota? I have services where I'm at. Do they happen in North Dakota? But I will tell you this, that when I talk to people from other parts of the country, relatives, you name it, and I describe what Mary's organization there at ABLE has done for Sterling, they just their mouths just drop. They cannot believe the services that are provided. I can give examples of, I've called them and said, I'm working, I have a funeral of a relative of Sterling's. Is there any way you can take Sterling there to the funeral? I will meet you there. And they do it. They pick Sterling up, they bring along a care worker. It's an amazing service, and it's something that I think needs to be marketed and needs to be available so we can keep attracting qualified people who might be in that situation.
To listen to the full-length interview with Mary Anderson with ABLE Inc. or Monty Bessler with Frackinator, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. You in the road in the middle of the night. The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com. Click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Amtrak Crane and Heavy Hauls now hiring. Experienced crane operators, riggers, and heavy haul drivers with CDL. You'll be working with the most advanced high-tech equipment in the industry under stringent safety guidelines. Amtrak Crane and Heavy Haul offers an extremely competitive wage along with a fabulous benefit package including health, dental, vision, and 401k. To apply, call 701-364-3688 or 701-552-2715 or stop by our Dickinson headquarters in North Dickinson. Amtrak Crane and Heavy Haul, an equal opportunity employer.